Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGainagain.com.au. Triple M.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Big, big show on this Monday afternoon. So much to get through. Round of Music is back as a standout, and I'm led to believe that the man I'm about to introduce has got the mojo back, rediscovered for Adelaide's favourite segment, as I welcome our turf expert, Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, g'day, Juice.
Hello, Louie. Hello, Adelaide. Good to be here. That opener, I thought we had a new one when we came back from holidays. Wasn't there a new one put in place, or was that an old one? What's happening around here?
The new one.
Is it just me?
The new one was done. It was linking in with a special theme for a special time, and that time has now passed.
Yep. Okay. I do apologise.
I mean, Murph and I, clearly on the same page. You obviously are missing that module in AustralianRadioschool.com. Damien Barrett, Barrett will join us after five. We'll get back to Murph in a moment and yourself. But today's all about Duck Club. We threw out the brand new Duck Club hotline over the weekend, 8299 8091, 8299 8091. Now, if you don't have the kahunas to ring us on our phone number, which we all know that what that is, you can go to the hotline and be anonymous, or you can be bolder, and you can dob some people in if you really don't want to be on the radio, if it's not your thing.
To all the cricketers that participated in District Cricket Round 3 on the weekend, there's 15 of you individuals who made a duck for your respective clubs.
Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's got a fair bit of Julio Iglesias about it to all the girls I've loved before. It's almost all those guys who have made ducks. We're going to name and shame you today.
We are. At full name level. And the cricket club you're play for.
Yep.
Tea Tree Gully, you had three ducks. And East Torrens, you had three ducks.
Yeah, we're not going to do it now.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, that's good.
Best pitchers, best coaches,
best conditions.
Best everything.
Yeah.
But no. They don't value their wicket, Lou.
Or is it that we put too much pressure on them?
I reckon that's something. We need to delve into that.
We might have to get a mind specialist on the sports psych just to see whether it's us or them. Help us to help you. You know what I'm talking about?
I like it.
So much to get through. Hopefully you're going to track down a member of the Duck Club, Trav Head, after Mitch Stark just went boom
destroyed
and scared them all.
He hasn't recovered.
With the pink nut in hand. Right. All right. So Duck Club after 5, Trav Head coming up hopefully at 4:30.
Right.
Round of music and Port D listings quickly, Jars, before we head to the song.
Yes, Matty White says goodbye after a few seasons, only about 11 games or not even that, I don't reckon, Lou.
No.
Jesse Palmer's gone.
Yep.
He was cut. And also Brett Eddy was also delisted by Port Adelaide. So they're their three changes, and I reckon they're ready to go for a draft.
Yeah. I don't know whether I'd roll the dice on any of them, to be honest. I think I would just
I think they're done, Lee.
Adios amigos.
Yeah.
And we'll move on. All right.
All right, Lee.
We ready, Murph?
Ready.
You look like you've been a grooming salon.
Have you done something to your Jeremy Blair?
Yeah.
Just a short haircut,
and
because you said on Friday, you said have a shave and have a haircut. And
you were.
At least
awfully,
had the haircut.
Awfully haggard you were, so that's good. I like the new look.
It's the elite standards.
Back in the 80s. It's just the catch now. If we can get you out of the...
he looked haggard.
Get you out of the 20-something T-shirts, Kiss Chaser style, and get you something more tuned to your good self.
Let's go, baby.
We'll be away. All right, we're up. We're going to straighten up next. We need to talk about the Richmond photo scandal. Punishments have been handed down. Statements have been made. We'll play it all next.
Justin Louis, the Rush Hour. Thanks to McGain Real Estate at Triple M. Thanks to McGain Real Estate, fast becoming Adelaide's favourite real estate agency. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Belting out with a crawl too to start a Monday. Very nice. All right. The Richmond nude photo scandal probably closed its chapter finally today. Nathan Broad is the young man who fronted the media alongside the president of the Richmond Football Club, Peggy O'Neill. Here is what young Nathan had to say.
I take full responsibility for what I've done. I sent a very private picture without this young woman's consent. I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed, and I made a very bad drunken decision. Not only have I let down my family, my friends and the Richmond Football Club, but most of all, I let down a young woman who I cared about. A young woman who I spent time with before the grand final, and a young woman who I liked and respected. By sending the picture, I lied to her and I broke her trust. This young woman deserves to have her privacy respected. And to the media, the longer this story keeps running, the more suffering it will cause her and her family. I'm the one who deserves to be punished, not this woman, and she does not deserve any more pain.
There it is, a very contrite Nathan Broad there. Three games the club has suspended him. Here is President Peggy O'Neill outlining that suspension.
As a club that's committed to gender equity and respect, we find these actions to be completely
unacceptable. And as a result, Nathan will be suspended for the first three home and away games of the 2018 Premiership season. Throughout this matter, we've cooperated with Victoria Police and the AFL, and most importantly, we've been very mindful of the young woman and her family. We're incredibly sorry for the distress Nathan's actions have caused a young woman who deserved better. The young woman's anonymity is of paramount importance now and in the future, and we ask that everyone respect that.
Peggy O'Neill there, the Richmond Press. The anonymity of the young girl is paramount.
Absolutely.
And I'm great that it, I'm really, really happy that it hasn't got to that.
Absolutely.
This type of action can get anywhere up to 18 months to 2 years, this type of behaviour. So I reckon three games
is lenient.
A bit skinny.
Too skinny?
At my end of the...
Where's the AFL argument? Sanction?
Well, this is the thing. Remember I was going berserk the other day. Where's the AFL integrity unit? And they finally got involved. Well, she just said they've been working alongside the integrity unit, I would assume, over the last couple of days, once the police dropped the investigation. This is the statement by AFL General Counsel Andrew Dillon, who is the integrity officer, has basically said we found he had breached the AFL's rules and respect responsibility policy. Nathan's actions were irresponsible, totally unacceptable, and have caused enormous distress for a young woman and her family. That very policy that they have said he's breached is the same policy that has been out of date, and they've been waiting 2 years for it to be revised.
No way.
Respect and responsibility policy. Let's look at this and I go, all right, Richmond, super slow to act. So I think they need their bums kicked because it was clear from day one where it had come from.
It's nearly a month now, isn't it?
Absolutely. All right. And then the AFL, and I've said it time and time again, came over the top in relation to a couple of the executives and their extramarital affairs. Here's an issue where you get a chance to send a very big message to your 600 plus members. And all the staffers that go with it. But this kind of thing's not going to be tolerated. No. We're smack bang in the middle of a Respect Women campaign and a real drive to get it right and be a community leader. And that's by their own choice.
They failed.
You sit around and you go and you allow a club. To my knowledge, there's not even the maximum fine of $5,000.
No.
Hasn't been handed down.
No.
And three games and he goes, oh, leave the young girl alone, mate. Well, if you hadn't sent the photo on, none of this would be happening. Do you get it? I mean, and I don't want to hang dry and quarter this kid, but someone has to come over the top of that and go, three games is not going to work for
me. What's acceptable to you? Punishment?
Well, put it this way. Geelong gave Stevie J 6 weeks. Way back in the day, remember when he had that rough off-season over the Christmas and didn't knuckle down? And they sent him away from the footy club for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
So my big one here is he going to do education programs in schools?
Doesn't say.
About it?
Doesn't say anywhere. Maybe
take the negative, turn it to the positive, especially Richmond.
Teach
go around and say, this is what it can cause. I'm living proof of one bad decision on a phone, you know, taking a photo without consent.
Three parts.
The AFL do this chat every year.
Yeah, I know.
Yet you've got an almighty opportunity, and you don't want anyone being a scapegoat, but sometimes you have to go, right, boys, no one's learning. And as we said, that's almost like tolerating. It's almost like tolerating the act. Three games. I don't know about you. Now, I don't want him to miss 10 games, eight games, but I would have thought, geez, a month at the very least.
4 to 6. Education program. $10,000 fine.
You got to miss a chunk.
Put him out there.
You got to miss a chunk of change
for
something that we're all trying to work through, not just footballers, but the whole of society is living and breathing in this space right now. Yeah. And if you're a self-proclaimed community leader on attitudes, well, that's piss weak.
Yeah.
Out and out piss weak. 133353. Give us a call. Jump on Twitter. Love to get your thoughts, family, on whether a three-week club suspension to Nathan Broad is enough in relation to the Richmond nude photo scandal. Okay.
Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. They do things differently at 104.7 Triple M. Damien Barrett coming up around about 10 past 5 on the Rush Hour. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. It is Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Richmond have suspended Nathan Broad, who was the young man at the centre of the Richmond nude photo scandal, took that photo and sent it on, has apologised today, and the club have suspended him for 3 weeks. Just asking your thoughts, family. Is that enough? Is that enough of a supposed community leader who's trying to advocate and lead the way when it comes to women's rights and antisocial type behaviours. Quick couple of tweets before we get to the phones, Juice. Splash, still trying to work out who Nathan Broad is. He's only played five games, and I tell you what, talk about highs and lows, Jars.
Mm.
Taylor, should off-ground behaviour affect Brownlow chances? These blokes are role models, and a slap on the wrist teaches them nothing. And Brady Drew, not nearly enough. Any Joe Blow who would do that would be looking at anywhere from 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah, you said that.
Shame, shame, shame. Richmond, let's get to the phones.
Aidan of Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Aidan. What's your thoughts on this issue?
Oh, realistically, I think it's probably, from an AFL point of view, the most ridiculous punishment there could be. If the AFL hasn't actually made any punishment whatsoever, it's only club sanctioned.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if the AFL's supporting it and turning a blind eye. If myself as Joe Blow Public was to do it, I wouldn't need to worry about what I'm doing for... If I was going to be able to play 3 weeks of football, because I'd be probably in lockup.
Yeah. See, let me throw this one at you and to everybody else listening. The two executives got rock and rolled for extramarital affairs. Lost his job for what he did on the footy. And everything else seems to fall under the banner of not a good look.
Mm.
Now, I would assume that this heads right up
it's
in
a
the,
poor look.
The not a good look. So how come they haven't just gone whooshka? And not that you want the kid sacked out of the competition or anything, but you just go, well, hang on a minute. It's really, again, just picking and choosing when to act and when not to act and when to come down heavy-handed.
You look at it and go, the extramarital affair was a choice on both parts, where this was a choice only by the footballer. He made the decision to send those pictures public.
Yep.
Where the marital affair side of things, both parties knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, and it's their private lives. Beautiful, Aidan. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, champ. Let's go to Emma of Grange. G'day, Em.
Hi, how are you, fellas?
Em, woman's perspective, please. What do you think?
It's absolutely not enough. I agree with you. It's disgusting. They had the opportunity to make a community statement and to put in some sort of learning, but haven't. And this is an issue. These guys are role models. There's an opportunity to say, this is the stance we're going to take. This is the learning. This is plaguing kids in schools, in high schools, young lads, and it's too soft.
Yeah.
No. What are young lads listening or watching? What do they get from this? Oh, well.
Yeah.
3 weeks out of footy. Rubbish.
Yeah. No.
It's not teaching them anything, is it?
Thanks, Em. And it is a massive issue.
Oh, great.
Coming through schools at the moment. It's crazy stuff. Thanks, Em. Well, duck season, hasn't it opened up with a bang? In the teens when it comes to premier grade
in
cricket.
In the district cricket.
Oh,
look out, you boys. We're coming.
And we put in a Duck Club hotline too, 8299 8091. I'm going to send that number out to all cricket clubs this week, so you can put it somewhere prominent. Get the boys to call through when it happens on down. Would love to hear your thoughts. Geez, hasn't Facebook gone berserk,
look
Jars,
at it, Luke.
With a couple? Jeez. I mean, you're just looking at a couple of boys. Peter Bills has been dobbed in by Brad Sanderson. Golden first dig and a Duck second dig. Can we nominate him? What about Jason Zetchin? Ball one, inside edge, no run. Ball two, play a miss. Third ball, ran myself out. Good start to the year. We've actually had a call come through to the hotline. Yep. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here is Joe, fresh off naught.
I'm Joel Docking from the Wollongong Cricket Club. I was about to port two Ducks from our A-grade game on the weekend. One was Ty McIver, an absolute jolly at a second slip. And another one was our star batsman, Luke Goldner, going for a pull shot on the early days in his innings for another globe. Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Very nicely done there,
well
Joe.
Done, Jay.
Lukey Goldner.
Yeah.
What cricket club was that again?
Wasn't
Longhorn?
No, I
wasn't.
All I heard was globe. I love that word. That's
come
good.
On, boys.
Anyway, Joe's done the right thing, all right? 8299 8091. That is the Duck Club hotline, all right? Just put that in your phones right now if you're listening. Duck Club, plenty to come. After five, we name and shame. But up next, Chatty Sayers joins us.
Boy.
And he had plenty going on around him too. Chatty Sayers from the Redbacks next.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGainagain.com.au. Triple M.
Righto, Redbacks were in action across the weekend. Didn't quite get the full journey. Ran into a red-hot New South Wales, and kind enough to join us is our very own. A man that held up his end of the bargain, at least. Chaddy Sayers. Chad, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How you going, boys?
Chaddles.
Six wickets, mate. I'll tell you what, that pink ball was just zipping around everywhere.
Yeah, it was, Louis. It's always nice to get the pink ball under lights in your hand. It does a fair bit and put the batters under pressure. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough runs to play with.
Chattles, how do you How do you bat against a quality bowler like Mitch Stark, where he's bowling at 150 clits, he was swinging around both ends, inside, outside. Now, you only get one that type of bowler once a year, where you need to be playing against that type of bowler every week. So how do you cope as a batsman?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jazz. We obviously didn't cope too well in the second innings, but I think Jake Weatherald and John Dalton showed that it was doable. They batted extremely well in the second innings and put on a partnership of 130 against Stark and Cummins and Nathan Lyon, who we all know is a test attack. So yeah. We do have it in us. It's just, I guess, under lights, Stark had the ball reverse, and then he's got the best in the world out doing that.
Yeah.
Chaddy, came out of your hand pretty well, 4 for 82 and 2 for 22, and one of those 4 for was the Australian captain. Just a little reminder, hey, I'm available.
Yeah, just reminding me, your name was spelt with 2 D's, Louis.
But, good, good boy.
it's always good to get good players out like that.
So what's the wash-up, mate? Like, we can laugh now, and we've got 3 boys that need to call up for Duck Club in Trav and Ferg and Coops, and they're all life members, and it's wonderful and everything else, but... You come off a really good domestic one-day competition, then all of a sudden you run into a white-hot, stacked New South Wales team. It's just about trying to move on as quickly as you can, because they're unique conditions that you faced the other night and a unique side you got.
Yeah, that's right. You don't get to come up against that quality of opposition all the time, boys. So we always talk about being world's best, and to do that, you got to beat the world's best. So we played against a very good side in New South Wales, and I think we took it up to them for 3 quarters of the game. It just, I guess, for a period in the first innings, we just let ourselves down with a few soft outs, and which cost us in the long run.
Much banter out there between the two sides. Obviously, Davey Warner likes to get on the lip.
Yeah, I think he was a bit chirpy and getting stuck in a few of the youngsters. Which is great for them, I guess, playing against a bloke like that who's in the end to do well. It was good for the young two batters who put on that partnership.
Yeah, very good.
I think our bowlers obviously held up our bargain again. As you both said, there's a strong quality side with Smith, Warner, Maddinson, Patterson, and it goes on. So to bowl them out for 240 and then have them 450 in the second innings, 70 more runs or 100 more runs would have been very valuable.
Chaddy, you must have been caught on the hop a touch. I would doubt where you're in your whites as you were just relaxing around the dressing room for that opening innings. Then all of a sudden, a bit of panic must have came through the rooms about you might want to get dressed, mate, because you're not far away from getting out there.
Yeah, I was just about to take me a toasted cheese sandwich out of the toaster roof and crack open a Coke Zero. But
got the hurry up?
Bit of a hurry up. I wasn't out there long either, so can't really talk.
No, Starkey got to you twice, but we'll leave it at that. I was going to prank call Trav Head and say it's Mitch here, but I'll leave that alone. How good was that nut? The big bats, you must like this. For those who don't know, this month the big boppers have been banned, and now they've set the dimensions just a little bit more in your favour, Chad. David Warner's already downsized, Chris Lynn yet to do so, but a bit of common sense might have prevailed over at the top level regarding bat size and depth.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. You want to make it an even contest between bat and ball, but I'm still sure the bat makers will make their bats in a way that the balls will still be flying over the fence and a long way over them. So, but the edges are still the same size, Louis.
Yeah, now, I saw that too, yeah.
Chattels, obviously, a duck club is today, and we've got 15 ducks in district cricket. You've got a young brother or brother called Aaron Sayers who's for the Port Adelaide, plays for the Port Adelaide District Cricket Club. Will he be calling us about his duck on the weekend and purging with us or what? Have you spoken to your brother, Aaron?
Yeah, I said I reminded him that it was Monday and it was Duck Club, and I've sent the number through, boys. So
excellent.
I hope he mans up. There's one of my best mates as well, Jacob Fuller, who Ronnie Fuller's son. Just thought it'd be a good idea to put the whites on for Flinders Park on the weekend, and I don't think he even got the face of ball with any.
Oh, Jacob Fuller.
Black Duck, I think they call that, isn't it?
The Black Duck.
I think so. Well, we've taken it to the new level this year, Chaddy. We've got a Duck Club hotline that they can call straight after they get out and at the club with a few froths in you. It's 8299-8091. We'll send a copy down to your boys. Sounds like a few of the blokes might need it this season.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's the last week they have to ring up, boys, because I think I said last week it's going to be a long season if they keep calling
up. Mate.
You got the Vics next up at the MCG. You're not at home for a little while. That will be a big test, and obviously... with the Ashes obviously just being around the corner, and for whatever reason, everybody who seemed to be in the contest didn't get any runs
passed
on the
out.
Weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, we'll be looking to bounce back after a loss, and so will they. I think we've probably had the wood over them the last few years, and we showed that again in the JLT Cup in the one day. So we'll be going over there with a lot of confidence that we can beat them and hopefully put a good performance on the board.
All right, mate. Well, well done to yourself from a personal point of view.
Played.
Tough one from a team view. Maybe write a few boys' names down for extra sessions, a few throwdowns.
We dropped a few catches, so I think we need a fielding session.
Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing your time, Chatty. Appreciate
you,
it.
Nah, no worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
There is. The Sixers went down by 6 wickets to just a top-ended New South Wales Australian
Absolutely.
Team on the weekend under the pink ball. Didn't even get the 4 days.
Test cricket's going to go to 4 days. Shield cricket's going to go to 2 days, Lee.
No,
that's the mail.
No.
I'm telling you, Lee.
No, it's not.
80 overs each and that's it.
No, it's not. You need to now lock in. Forget cricket.
You can quote me on that.
Don't quote me on that.
We don't have to say it, because if the button comes in, you're quoted.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
This segment akin to starting the batting order at around about 10 or 11, and now really batting middle order. And knocking on the door of being promoted to top three or four.
Top three is where you want to be.
First drop.
Yeah.
This is heading random music. All right. You lead it off, mate. It's
Righto,
your segment. I got a feeling tonight you're Mitch Stark with the pink nut.
Okay, Lulu. The Adelaide, the Redbacks. Our Redbacks in the cricket. Their batting order needs a real good look at this. Two in the first dig.
I like it. You're very soft and genteel.
Yeah. I think it might be some time. Adelaide United on Friday night, Lulu.
Yep.
You know they're becoming a very easy side to score against. Gunners.
Nice, I like it.
Barnaby Joyce.
Well, hello,
New Zealander.
Hello. Stepping outside the lane.
Yes, I am. He's back on the road too, isn't he?
He is. By-election.
Air supply. Sam, our producer's dad, loves air supply.
I mean, so big in America, you really couldn't crack it that
they
well.
They couldn't crack it here. You know? Now, Marcello Karuska, my obviously idol.
Crush.
Sat on the pine. Don't push the button yet. Sat on the pine Friday night for Melbourne City.
In
Luke.
Tracksuit.
This is for you, mate. Marcello.
Wait for the next bit. Where is it?
That's it. That
we're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Did he cut that off?
Year
he,
after
he did,
year.
Yeah.
Making up with the same old
home.
That we found. That's good.
Okay.
Well played.
Here's the ball, mate.
Well done, Mitch.
Righto,
Murph. Let's just rock and roll it.
Way you go,
the
Patty.
Three delistees out at Port Adelaide. Brett Eddy, Jesse Palmer, Matty White.
Take a chance on me.
Anytime I can get Abbey, we're away.
Yeah,
this bloke wasn't that great at the Cox Plate, but gee, he was good for sure. But this is the Redbacks. First
Very good. This is for Ferguson.
Oh,
Travis.
Boys.
Just everyone.
Top order. When Mitch Stark was taking 8 for and just rocking and rolling and going through the Redbacks,
Bang.
This was going on in the field.
He had some big chin for him. Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, just in,
good,
out. In, out.
Yeah.
Nathan Broad of the Richmond Football Club, who apologised today for on sending that nude photo.
Look at this photograph.
Short but sweet.
That was short.
Winksy.
Oh,
your
yeah.
girl.
Oh.
Tell you what, how about this? The Winksy, and this is one of her favourites.
Oh, you gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the racing world go round.
Oh, stop that.
And then, of course, after she picked up the cash, apparently she was singing this back in the store.
You're a rich girl. Rich girl. You know it don't matter anyway.
Oh. And let's wrap it up with Chris Gayle, who had a very, very successful time in court, won his case, and was on record as saying you've got to stand up for yourself. So naturally,
get up, stand up.
He's in the witness box saying this.
Stand up for your right.
But Jamaica.
Get up, stand up.
Good, Chris.
And
don't give up the fight.
Finish it off after when he went on down the steps to face the awaiting media scrum pack. He was singing this one for you.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
Flashing my old fella.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
There it is. We're done. Well played. Round of music.
Well played.
Well done. Beautiful.
I just got to find out where the rest of that Pink Floyd song gone.
Well done, Starkey. Good job.
Jason Louis. The Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M with Damien Barrett. Damo coming up 10 past 5 Triple M. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. Fast becoming Adelaide's favourite real estate agency. It is The Rush Hour, Jason Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Could become the round of music. That could be the little filler song for our quiz contestants when they get one wrong.
You want to know?
Yep.
You want to know? Hey, how's this for news? List lodgements are due on Tuesday, the first one. So Adelaide have delisted Cam Alishelman and Jono Beach ahead of tomorrow's first list lodgement. The good news for Cam is they plan to redraft him in next month's rookie draft, but Jono's not going to get offered a new deal. So most probably back to West Adelaide, Joe, I would think then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And very keen and committed to drafting father-son prospect Jackson Edwards in the rookie draft as well, as we would have you would have heard on this last week.
He's locked and loaded.
All right, so that is done. Any news on baby Jars?
Yeah, he's done.
Done?
Yeah, Beans will be back next year.
Great news.
This is good.
Righto, time for this.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. We've now got a hotline too, which we'll get to a bit later. But this is all designed, for those who don't know the backstory of the Duck Club, it's designed about putting a premium on your wicket. And if you don't want to do that, well, then we will name and shame you.
Yes.
And most importantly, as a teammate, as a clubmate, as a member of the 11, you should do the same if they don't have the kahunas to ring and purge. Because as we say, a week's a long time in cricket. No one deserves to go home and ruin it for their families because they got naught on the weekend. And they haven't got it off their chest.
We want you to improve as a cricketer. Yeah, improve your cricket club.
Value your wicket.
We're here to help.
Yeah.
And if you've got issues as a batsman, this is what we're here for.
Seek out that help.
Absolutely.
Do an extra net.
Don't walk out there knowing that you're going to face a new ball and think about us in the back of your mind, that little birdie that chipped,
Duck club, duck club, duck club. Don't worry about that. I'll tell you what. Facebook's gone berserk, but my friend.
Can I start
Let's start
off
at the elite
just
level.
Quickly. I'll whiz them through, Lou.
Yep.
15 ducks in district cricket over the weekend. That's a record for district cricket.
It is.
Kensington Cricket Club, the Champagne Sippers.
The Browns.
Got two of them. Simon Schwert. And Lucas Fraud.
Wow.
Ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Tea Tree Gully had three ducks.
Yep.
Tim Oakley, Patrick Page Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Tim Evans.
Good old PBJ.
You three better ring now, boys. East Torrens Cricket Club.
Yep.
Three ducks there.
Ooh.
Alex Anderson. Now, the Robins brother, Luke and Tate, are both made ducks for their cricket club.
Brothers.
Their father made a duck in Port Lincoln over the weekend. The whole family, they're in the duck club.
And a duck farm.
Their mother would be ashamed of them. Let's go to Port Adelaide Cricket Club. Two ducks there. Nicholas Curtis.
Yep.
Aaron Sayers.
Yep.
Chatty Sayers' brother.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob Fuller, the son of Ronnie Fuller.
Ronnie, yes.
He's a drive-by.
Jeez.
And then we'll go to the Adelaide Uni, the Shardy Shippers.
Yep.
Three ducks there. Sam Darling, Ben Wockham, and Nick Winter.
Oh.
Ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Southern Districts, Lou.
Yep.
Two ducks.
Yep.
Sri Rajesh.
Oh, yes.
And Brendan McCormack. Those individuals better ring us. 1-3-3-5-3.
No Pasco brothers anywhere in
any
of that?
Not at all.
That's
Northern District's all good.
Nice to see.
Go, Luke.
Facebook has gone off, I tell you what. What about Darren Adams? Me. I got a duck in the B's. I got promoted to the A's and I ducked up again.
He's defronted.
All right. And big names need to call too. Kel Ferguson.
Yeah.
Tom Cooper.
Yeah.
Travis Head.
Yes.
All right. We're going to have Heddy on the program today, but
he was
a no-show. Chatty Sayers joined and filled in for him. Let's get to the phone.
Shawnee of Fitzroy Cricket Club. G'day, Shawnee.
Hey, mate. How you going?
What happened, Sean?
All righty. So I got a mate. He goes out every Friday night before a game.
Yep.
And this week he decided to be a good bloke, have a quiet one, and he bats at number three.
Yep.
He's smoked one of the covers. It's been stopped, and then a couple of balls later he scooped it to square leg.
Oh.
What's his name?
His name's Patrick Skier.
Oh,
Patrick.
Paddy, don't mess with your pre-game.
Yeah. Get on the froths, Paddy.
Yeah, that's your go.
What are you doing?
He usually loves them.
Yeah, see? Has he got a new partner, a new doll that might be keeping him at home?
Oh, no, mate, he's not slowing down anytime soon.
All right, cool. Shawnee. Thanks, Shawnee.
Well
great
done.
Start.
Greg of Ranella Cricket Club. G'day, Gregory.
Hey, how you going, mate?
You got your cousin in the gun sights.
Yes, mate. He's played B grade for the Ranella Wine Flies. He used to be an absolutely awesome footballer. He decided to go back and play. He's played under 18 state. He tries to go to Kangarilla.
Mm.
Finishes up in the B grade on the bench in the last two innings.
Oh,
right. So then he goes to Ranella Cricket Club, which are quite successful cricket club.
Yep.
Gets a gig in the B's, trying to resurrect his cricket career the last two games. Yeah. Both ducks.
Oh dear. No. Back to back.
What's his name? What's his name, Greg?
His name is Matthew Fox.
Foxy.
Back to back. No pressure next time.
No.
Keep abreast of that, Greggy, in case he gets three in a row.
Keep us informed. Trent of Mount Torrens Cricket Club. G'day, Trentus.
How you going, boys?
Righto, Trent. Is it you or someone else?
Dolling myself in today, boys.
Good boy.
Yeah, like this.
Good boy, good
cricket
energy.
This is what
energies.
We're all about.
It's us.
Right, let it rip, Trent.
Opening the batting on Saturday, first ball nicked up behind.
Oh, dear. Were you stuck on the crease? Did you lunge at it? Hard hands? What?
What happened?
Silly shot, boys, and too close to cut.
What are you, mate? Know where your off stump is. Get a leave happening in your game.
Yeah. I've also ringing up, boys, because I've been ribbed today by a few of the mates on Facebook.
Oh.
Hang on. 3 weeks ago, we had six ducks in our team, and I don't recall any of them ringing up.
Hello.
I'm setting the standard for the Mount Torrens boys. Any ducks from here on in, I'll expect a phone call.
So there's a half a dozen in
Hiding.
Wow.
There at Mount Torrens. Can I have a prize for Trent,
appreciate your great work, Trent.
Absolutely. Paul Kelly tickets. He'd come into town November 22, Entertainment Centre, ticketteek.com.au. A couple of freebies.
Thanks, guest. Boys. Thanks, Trent. Proud of you, mate.
Always love this next guest.
You bring him in.
He's been in rare form, but he owes us one today. Tommy Cooper, welcome.
Oh, no.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, Tommy.
I don't like meeting like this, Tom.
Tommy.
No, it's been too long. I thought, why not, first game of the year, get back in touch.
Jeez.
Put it this way, are you getting it out of the way now?
Jeez, Tom.
Well, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yes.
But let's hope it stays that way.
Now, Tommy, we can sit back and we can have a little chuckle and watch that pink ball move around out there, but there was some serious pace bowling happening at Adelaide over the last three or so days. Talk us through what it was like. God, I know you went out there long, but...
Yeah, correct. Not out there very long at all. But, I guess the positive signs are, I reckon we're on our way to bringing the Ashes home, having seen the boys bowl against us.
Yeah.
So that's the positive. However, for South Australia, it's obviously not the ideal start to the season. But, I guess we started this way 2 years ago. I managed to turn the ship around. Okay. So hopefully we can do that again this year.
Well, you're doing all the right things.
Proud of you, Tommy.
So pity your skipper can't find time to talk to us. But,
yeah.
And it's our understanding that Ferg has gone via the hotline, Coops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's our understanding. The 8299-8091, which is obviously in your dressing rooms down there. Duck Club hotline.
Yeah, that's up on the wall. It's next to the anti-corruption number.
and poor behaviour in the crowd.
Exactly
proud of you,
right.
Tommy. Well done.
Tommy, good luck, mate, against the Vicks coming up soon.
Find him for us.
He's turned down the interview. That's that's something he's making a habit of, I reckon.
Team fine. Oh, he's hanging around Davey Warner too long.
Yeah, you got front up, Tommy.
That's how he starts scoring as many runs as Davey Warner.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Great work, Tommy.
Thanks,
great to talk to you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There you go. It's where it's at. He's away now. For the season.
You reckon?
I hope so. Oh, come on, he's been in really good touch. We're going to play that Kel Ferguson call next.
On the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. Fast becoming Adelaide's favourite real estate agency. The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
So, covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us. Welcome, Damo.
Hello, boys. What is going on, isn't there, with the Richmond issue finally getting a belated resolution?
Well, Damo, let's talk about it. Three games for Nathan Broad, and he fronted the press today alongside Peggy O'Neill and Richmond and everything else. First of all, three games, is that enough? Is it a stern enough penalty? And where are the AFL on this one, or are they just happy for Richmond to run the issue because the respect and responsibility program's still not up to date?
Yeah, well, as you know, it's more important to leak various details of next year's fixture out and to tease us for weeks upon weeks on end about certain games on certain slots, and then tomorrow the whole draw. Can you wait till 9:30 tomorrow to get the draw out? And while I say that tongue-in-cheek, I think you asked it tongue-in-cheek, I reckon they've been pretty ordinarily silent on it. I mean, they have had a role to play behind the scenes, and clearly what they chose to do with this one was let the police deal with it first. And again, the police, and this is where it does end with the police, that they chose to stop the investigation themselves. So that's fine. You park that. So the AFL ticks that little part of it off. They then go and deal and negotiate with the Richmond Footy Club. And what are you going to do about it? We'd suggest you do this. And as you said, 3 weeks for Nathan Broad. I don't actually have a major problem with that part of it for Nathan Broad. It's three matches of footy, and it is a public nature of it attached to it. And you can see the remorse. And to me, it's genuine. I still have an issue, though, guys, in terms of, you're right, there's still no strong AFL statement about it to this point in time. And I reckon, too, it goes beyond Nathan Broad. The distribution of it is the key here. Now, he was the one who hit the send button, obviously, first. But there are other Richmond people, officials, players, who would have also sent that image around. And, come 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, when everyone's got caught up in who plays who and where what tomorrow, and the AFL just be hoping it goes away. I think it's been another example of the AFL talking the game when it comes to respect and responsibility, but when it's right smack bang in front of them, just failing to act the way they really should be doing as a leader, the way they like to portray themselves as being.
Yeah, Mr. Golden Opportunity, and in fact, mate, they're a myth. They're masquerading as a community leader and picking and choosing.
So you see it that way too?
Absolutely, mate. They pick and choose. And you only got to look at the hypocrisy with the executives who were fired, and then you get something that they're so big on, it's so hot right now in terms of respect to women, and then what do? We don't even hear from them. Just a simple little statement off the back of what Richmond did today. It's pathetic, Tomo. Really, really.
And even the order in which they do it as well. They make sure they hide behind the police investigation just to make sure there's going to be no smoking gun there that makes it look bad for everyone. So they take off on that aspect of it, and then they go to and bunker down with the club in question. On this issue, it was Richmond, it was Nathan Broad. And again, I don't have a major problem with how they do it, but it's just that the lack of statement that accompanies the final outcome of it, and the fact that they let Richmond put it out first, and then they're not answering questions about who distributed what and wherefore. So we're all just meant to sort of, you know, go away again and work out. We've known it was Nathan Broad for a fair time, but we just wanted to see what the club did to it. And again, do you have a problem, Jasmine, with the three matches for Broad himself? Because I think that's about right, given the public nature.
Four to
of
six.
You're thinking about four to six.
Four to six. So I'm and a fine.
But I just reckon it's a societal issue that is being played out in schools as we speak. Whether you think they're role models or not, I don't care. But the AFL had a chance to talk tough, send a big message to the 600-plus players, and then everybody else on top of that, hey, we're not into this. We don't do this. Yeah. This is the end of this. Mm.
They spend more time. They spend more time on same-sex marriage there, Damo, than they do on these issues.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, they're happy to enter the fray, and I'm not just saying same-sex marriage, but they've become a political party. But when something happens in front of them, controlling the outcome of it is what they set out to do first and foremost. And I'm not saying they influence the police. I mean, the police can do what they want to do, but they were not going to do anything until they knew they were all clear from the police. And now we move into the next phase of it, which is the sanctioning of the Richmond player in question. And now we just move on because Richmond's done it. And, you know, we'll still say that we were all for respect and responsibility, but they haven't had a proper policy update on this now for 10 or 15 years. Yeah. And they've been working on a paper now for a good 2 years, and it's nowhere to be seen still.
Damo, lights, are the lights and the power on at the Kangaroos Footy Club? Because I don't know if they're still there or they're existing. Are they actually training?
Have they relocated?
Is there a footy side playing next year?
Yeah, it's a worry, isn't it? It's a worry for not just North people, but the competition itself as to what could go on there next year. They clearly didn't get anywhere near what they wanted to get by way of player acquisition. And what they're now doing is getting rid of players who are on a little bit of money and they're now no longer part of their future. And one of those players, Andrew Swallows, is yet to have his future finalised. But he's had conversations with that club and former captain, his captain as recently as 2016, and yet now, with a year to run on his contract, they don't want him there. We know the Lindsay Thomas situation will play out in a way that, and again, I know this has been made public for some time, but it is still moving toward him being a Port Adelaide player next year, despite having a contract with North Melbourne in 2018. So they're just, what they're trying to do there is shed the financial requirements there in terms of what they pay their currently listed players, and that will allow them to retain and go again with the attempted acquisition of players. But I think it's policy on the run. There is no way you can go after Josh Kelly and Dustin Martin the way they did, and Isaac Heaney before him, and then not get them, and then retreat into this shell and present to the footy world that we're rebuilding and we go to the draft. They've only got pick 4 and 23 and a couple of other picks in the draft. It's not as if they've loaded up like some other clubs have in this draft either. So, no, I think the way you've couched that question, Jazz, is pretty pertinent and apt right now as to where they're at.
Damo, you can buy 10 years of airfares in September. I can tell you right now if you're a North fan, because you'll be able to use them every single year. You get a discount.
10 years, you reckon?
Oh, at least. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
They're a hard sell, aren't they, too? They panicked with the Brad Scott re-signing. Yep. Their initial plans around that were to not re-signing, but they got so confident, and I'll say even the word cocky, about getting Dustin Martin. They wanted to present to the public, hey, we've got Brad Scott locked away before we get Dustin Martin. And then Dustin did what he's always going to do and said no. And now, as we speak, there are 3 more years of Brad Scott at that club who has become very hard to sell.
Yep.
By way of membership on the back of what happened in this particular season just gone. And I don't know how they'd sell again going into 2018. He can clearly coach. There's no doubt about that. But he's had already the 8 years at the club for no greater result than a prelim final. And no one really in the history of the game gets 2 rebuilds at a club in which you haven't already won a flag or at least reached the grand final.
Well said, Damo. I'm a bit like Stephen Wells. I want to keep you around, but I've got to let you go, if you know what I mean, because we're running out of time. He didn't want Ablett, but we're forced to have him. So we've got Murph says I've got to hang up on you right now to keep the show rolling.
Well, you're more important than anyone else around that town, Louis. So off we go. Nah,
well played, Damo. Thanks, great Damo. To talk to you, mate.
See you, boys.
There is Damien Barrett. Hey, how's this for news? List lodgements are due on Tuesday, the first one. So Adelaide have delisted Cam Alishelman and Jono Beach ahead of tomorrow's first list lodgement. The good news for Cam is they plan to redraft him in next month's rookie draft, but Jono's not going to get offered a new deal. So most probably back to West Adelaide, Joe, I would think then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And very keen and committed to drafting father-son prospect Jackson Edwards in the rookie draft as well, as you would have heard on this last week.
He's locked and loaded.
All right, so that is done. Any news on Baby Jars?
Yeah, he's done.
Done?
Yeah, Beans will be back next year.
Great news.
Which is good.
Righto, time for this.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the rush hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
5 ducks in a row.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. We've now got a hotline too, which we'll get to a bit later. But this is all designed, for those who don't know the backstory of the Duck Club, it's designed about putting a premium on your wicket. Mm. And if you don't want to do that, well, then we will name and shame you.
Yes.
And most importantly, as a teammate, as a clubmate, as a member of the 11, you should do the same if they don't have the kahunas to ring and purge. Because, as we say, a week's a long time in cricket. No one deserves to go home and ruin it for their families because they got naught on the weekend. And they haven't got it off their chest.
We want you to improve as a cricketer. Yeah, improve your cricket club.
Value your wicket.
We're here to help.
Yeah.
And if you've got issues as a batsman, this is what we're here for.
Seek out that help.
Absolutely.
Do an extra net.
Don't walk out there knowing that you're going to face a new ball and think about us in the back of your mind, that little birdie that chipped,
Don't worry about that. I'll tell you what. Facebook's gone berserk, but you, my friend.
Can I start
Let's
off
start at the elite
just quickly.
Level.
I'll whiz them through, Lou.
Yep.
15 ducks in district cricket over the weekend. It's a record for district cricket.
It is.
Kensington Cricket Club, the Champagne Sippers.
Browns.
Got 2 of them. Simon Schwert. and Lucas Fraud.
Wow.
Ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Mm. Tea Tree Gully had three ducks.
Yep.
Tim Oakley, Patrick Page Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Tim Evans.
Good old PBJ.
You three better ring now, boys. East Torrens Cricket Club.
Yep.
Three ducks there.
Ooh.
Alex Anderson. Now, the Robins brother, Luke and Tate, are both made ducks for their cricket club.
Brothers.
Their father made a duck in Port Lincoln over the weekend. The whole family, they're in the duck club.
And a duck farm.
Their mother would be ashamed of them. Let's go to Port Adelaide Cricket Club. Two ducks there. Nicholas Curtis.
Yep.
Aaron Sayers.
Yep.
Chatty Sayers' brother.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob Fuller, the son of Ronnie Fuller.
Ronnie, yes.
He's a drive-by.
Jeez.
And then we'll go to the Adelaide Uni, the Shardy Sippers.
Yep.
Three ducks there.
Mm.
Sam Darling, Ben Wockham, and Nick Winter.
Ooh.
Ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Southern Districts, Lou.
Oh, yep.
Two ducks.
Yep.
Sri Rajesh.
Oh, yes.
And Brendan McCormack. Those individuals better ring us. 133353.
No Pasco brothers anywhere in
Not
any
at
of
all.
That?
Northern Districts, all good.
Nice to see.
Go, Lou.
Yeah, Facebook has gone off, I tell you what. What about Darren Adams? Me. I got a duck in the B's. I got promoted to the A's, and I ducked up again.
At least he fronted.
Oh, no. And big names need to call, too. Kel Ferguson.
Yeah.
Tom Cooper.
Yeah.
Travis Head.
Yes.
All right. We're going to have Heady on the program today.
Yeah,
but he's a no-show. Chatty Sayers joined and filled in for him. Let's get to the phone.
Shawnee of Fitzroy Cricket Club. G'day, Shawnee.
Hey, mate. How you going?
What happened, Sean?
All righty. So I got a mate. He goes out every Friday night before a game.
Yep.
And this week he decided to be a good bloke, have a quiet one, and he bats at number three.
Yep.
He's smoked one to covers. It's been stopped, and then a couple of balls later he scooped it to square leg.
Oh.
What's his name?
His name's Patrick Skier.
Oh, Patrick.
Paddy, don't mess with your pre-game.
Yeah, get on the froths, Paddy.
Yeah, that's your go.
What are you doing?
He usually loves them.
Yeah, see? Has he got a new partner, a new doll that might be keeping him at home?
Oh, no, mate, he's not slowing down anytime soon.
All right, cool. Shawnee. Thanks, Shawnee.
Well
great
done.
Start.
Greg of Ranella Cricket Club. G'day, Gregory.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Mate, got your cousin in the gun sights.
Yes, mate. He's played B grade for the Ranella Line Flies. He used to be an absolutely awesome footballer. He decided to go back and play. He's played under 18 state. He tries to go to Kangarilla.
Mm.
Yeah. Finishes up in the B grade on the bench in the last two innings.
Oh,
right. So then he goes to Ranella Cricket Club, which are quite successful cricket club.
Yep.
Gets a gig in the B's, trying to resurrect his cricket career. The last two games, both ducks.
Oh dear, back to back.
What's his name? What's his name, Greg?
His name is Matthew Fox.
Foxy, back to back.
Yeah.
No pressure next time.
No.
Keep abreast of that, Greggy, in case he gets three in a row.
Keep us informed. Trent of Mount Torrens Cricket Club. G'day, Trentus.
How you going, boys?
Righto, Trent. Is it you or someone else?
Dobbing myself in today, boys.
Good boy.
I like this.
Good boy, good boy, good cricket energy.
This is what we're all about.
It's us.
Right, let it rip, Trent.
Opening the batting on Saturday, first ball nicked up behind.
Oh, dear. Were you stuck on the crease? Did you lunge at it? Hard hands? What?
What happened?
Silly shot, boys, and too close to cut.
Oh, first Trent. Up, what are you, mate? Get a leave happening in your game.
Yeah, I've also ringing up, boys, because I've been ribbed today by a few of the mates on Facebook.
Oh.
Hang on. 3 weeks ago, we had six ducks in our team, and I don't recall any of them ringing up.
Hello.
I'm setting the standard for the Mount Torrens boys.
Torrens.
Any ducks from here on in,
yep.
I'll expect a phone call.
So there's a half a dozen in lieu.
Hiding.
Wow.
There at Mount Torrens. Can I have a prize
for Trent,
please?
Appreciate your great work, Trent.
Absolutely. Paul Kelly tickets. He'd come into town November 22, Entertainment Centre, tickettech.com.au. A couple of freebies.
Now, this next guest.
Boys.
Thanks, Trent. Proud of you, mate.
Always love this next guest.
You bring him in.
He's been in rare form, but he owes us one today. Tommy Cooper, welcome.
Oh, no.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, Tommy.
I don't like meeting like this, Tom.
Tommy.
No, it's been too long. I thought, why not, first game of the year, get back in touch.
Jeez.
Put it this way, are you getting it out of the way now?
Jeez, Tommy.
Well, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yes.
But let's hope it stays that way.
Now, Tommy, we can sit back and we can have a little chuckle and watch that pink ball move around out there. But there was some serious pace bowling happening at Adelaide over the last three or so days. Talk us through what it was like. God, I know you went out there long, but...
Yeah, correct. Not out there very long at all. But, I guess the positive signs are, I reckon we're
on our way to bringing the Ashes home, having seen the boys bowl against us.
Yeah.
So that's the positive. However, for South Australia, it's obviously not the ideal start to the season. But I guess we started this way 2 years ago. I managed to turn the ship around. Hopefully we can do that again this year.
Well, you're doing all the right things.
Proud of you, Tommy.
Tom, pity your skipper can't find time to talk to us. But, and it's our understanding that Ferg has gone via the hotline, Coops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's our understanding. The 8299-8091, which is obviously in your dressing rooms down there. Duck Club hotline.
Yeah, well, that's up on the wall. It's next to the anti-corruption number.
and poor behaviour in the crowd.
Exactly
proud
right.
of you, Tommy. Well done.
Tommy, good luck, mate, against the Vicks coming up soon.
Find him for us.
He's turned down the interview. That's something he's making a habit of, I reckon.
Team fine. Oh, he's hanging around Davey Warner too long.
Yeah, you got front up, tell him.
Hopefully he starts scoring as many runs as Davey Warner.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Great work, Tommy. Great to talk to you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There you go. That's where it's at. He's away now. For the season.
Do you reckon?
I hope so. Oh, come on, he's been in really good touch. We're going to play that Cal Ferguson call next.
On the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGainagain.com.au. Triple M.
We're doing Duck Club at the moment. So Splash just tweeted Greg, who told us a great story before. According to Splash, spent more time telling a story than all these blokes spent at the crease. That's why he's the prez. He's in good form on a Monday. We've got a young man on the line right now, Jars. Talk us through this.
Yeah, we've got young Mason of Norlunga Cricket Club. G'day, Mace.
How you going?
Mace, we're good. Are you a member of Duck Club?
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, what happened?
I was opening the bat, and I scooped one to cover for a platinum duck.
Platinum?
Oh, Mace.
Gee, Mace, was it a lack of footwork? Did you sort of pick it up late? What happened?
Went on to it a bit early, actually, and, sitter. Absolute sitter.
How old are you, Mace?
I'm 13.
Where do you bat in the batting order?
Oh, if you had to listen.
I'm opener.
Okay. Yeah, open. Sorry, Mace. I was preoccupied with giving you a prize. That's
Mace, got to get that body weight forward,
my
friend.
Yeah, come on, Mace. Get
forward
feet.
On it. Get feet, get eyes lit up like the size of moons.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks for purging because that should guarantee you a good week.
Really proud of you, Mace.
How long did it take for you to get over the disappointment?
He's gone, Luke. Give him a prize, please, Sean.
Yeah, double past the Virgin Australia International Rules. You can see the AFL's best at the Virgin Australia International Rules Series, November 12, Adelaide Oval.
I think it all came rushing back to him.
Can we go to the hotline?
All right, a new initiative this year, Duck Club Hotline, 8299-8091. We're going to send that number out to all the cricket clubs in the greater Adelaide area. All right, we want you to put it up in your club rooms, and when ducks do happen or when plays finish for the day, that's when we want you to call in, and whether it be you, the duck, or the duckee, or the duckers, those you play alongside, give us a call and leave some messages like Joe and Knotts have done here.
I'm Joe Docking from the Longa Cricket Club. I was about to port two ducks from our A-grade game on the weekend. One was Ty McIver, an absolute dolly at a second slip, and another one was our star batsman Luke Goldner going for a pull shot on the early days in his innings for another globe. Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Yeah, this is Knotts from the Wollaston Cricket Club. Just wanting to dob in our inspirational skipper, Max the Gore Bornholt, for his duck on the weekend, and his brother-in-law also rattled one off as well, Damo Quirk. And a special mention from our B-grade to Ben Case, who's yet to trouble the scorebook at all with two ducks.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Brilliant. Tell you what are their nicknames in cricket?
Oh, yeah, the Gork.
Right. Now, a lot of ducks are coming out of the Norlunga Cricket Club. Because young Mace, we had the 14-year-old.
Yeah, down south.
But at least they're purging, Luke.
Oh, I love it. No, it's very good. Right. So from the Redbacks' point of view, we had to deal with Travis Head.
Yes.
No show. Tom Cooper.
Yep.
Correct. Done. Got us. Doom. Boom.
Well done, Tommy.
And unfortunately, and as it always seems to happen, the moment we speak to Ferg about doing well, he seems to not make many the next time round. So Cal Ferguson has owed us a call. Thankfully, Ferg was aware of the hotline.
Yes, sir.
And obviously couldn't get through because the lines have been busy today. Here's Ferg's message to the Duck Club hotline. G'day, it's Louis here, and you've reached the Duck Club hotline.
Please leave your name, club, details of how you got out after the beep.
Beep. Beep.
Yeah, this is Callum Ferguson from the South Australian West End Redbacks. I ducked up a couple of days ago against New South Wales. I pushed forward outside or just on off stump to Trent Copeland, and it just nibbled away from me, and I got a faint edge through to the keeper. Unfortunately, that was on naught, and I've had to purge this afternoon and own up to my sins. It was really disappointing, and it made for a long couple of days waiting for my second innings. And when you're sitting on a pair, it's not great fun. Fred Astaire was what Steve Smith was calling me for the rest of the rest of the game until I got off the pair. Beautifully played and missed it one down the leg side, which went for four, and the umpire nicely gave me four runs for it, which was magnificent and very kind of him. I'm not sure I would have been all that happy if the keeper had caught it and it had been a pair, but that's my my duck purge. So I'm hoping a few of my Redbacks teammates have rung in too. Have a good afternoon, gents. Always a pleasure, family.
Oh, there it is. Brilliant. Cal Ferguson of the Redbacks, ducked up.
Proud of you, mate.
Oh, very nicely done. That hotline number again, 8299-8091. We're going to try and get it out to everybody. That's the one. And if you can't get to that, well, it's Mondays on the show when we do Duck Club.
Brilliant, Luke.
Pretty simple.
Well done.
Thanks to McGain Real Estate. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Before we finish tonight, we just need to look back on Winx's fantastic effort. You obviously did so much so and so moved by her. Mm-hmm. Did a break, first ever break on Thoroughbred Racing on this show, suggesting she wasn't as good as Farlap.
No.
Hey, entitled to your own opinion.
Yep.
She got home, joins the great Kingston Town with three Cox Plates.
Mm.
I got sent a really interesting tweet because you were going, what has she beaten?
Mm.
Well, up until the weekend, she'd beaten 52 Group 1 winners.
Did she?
And out of those that she beat on the weekend, I think there was another three or four that had won Group 1. So it's somewhere in the vicinity of 55, 56. So how do you like them apples?
Oh, look, there, that's, yeah, I can't.
The great Bruce McAvaney was moved to say if she wins it, she's the best.
Brucey, what?
The great Bruce said if she wins it, she's the best.
Winx v Farlap, Farlap wins. That's my argument. And then that means she's the greatest horse of all time, ever.
Farlap, 2 miler.
Mm-hmm. Winx, what's Winxy?
Winx runs in the Wait for Age, which was what the weekend was, Cox Plate.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All right. And anything up to about 2,400 tops, I would have thought. She doesn't run Cup. Actually, she probably even doesn't do that journey. About 2,200, I think. I can't remember what the Cox Plate was.
Anyway,
we need to digress, but I just wanted to
point
that out.
She's a beautiful horse to watch.
That she's, you know, she's the modern-day Farlap, mate. Day. End of story.
Mm, okay.
Can you concede that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, good. Before we get out of here.
Yeah. You.
Moonliner.
Yeah, Sean Craig Murphy.
Bruce Willis over here.
Yeah, on the take.
On the take?
Yes,
what are you,
talking
about?
Throw it out there, Jar.
Did you have one of your individuals from the radio school doing some work in one of our studios? A guy called Matt in a suit?
Phil. A guy called Phil?
Did you get permission to use that studio, and has he been charged using that studio?
And third, is this a conversation that should be going to air?
Matt James and I have talked about it. It's fine, yes.
So what? Oh, you get him going real. I've exposed him. Hey.
Can I at least slip in an AustralianRadioSchool.com if we continue? Yeah. There we go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Continue.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Murph. We've spoken to management. Well, not management, our management, who manages Jars and Louis, the brand. Going to receive an invoice this week, and I need to prepare for it.
Oh,
Murph.
Yeah.
So all those mentions of AustralianRadioSchool.com, you owe us, because it's what, 500 a plug? Is that what it is?
1,000,
roughly on this show. Mates rates, 500.
It's premium rates.
500. Yeah. You owe us 32,500.
Wasn't I getting those credits in exchange for me not going to HR? Yeah.
How is it even possible that we would have a case with us in HR?
We'll send you an invoice, mate. $32,000 you owe us.
So I just wanted to give you a heads up. We'll accept cash payment of 25.
And that's half each.
Yeah.
Half each.
And we would expect 10 by the end of the week.
Yeah, done.
If you're working on instalments, because I know things can be tight sometimes. Yeah. And you've got things booked in advance. So
all right.
10K by Friday, otherwise the boys come round.
Done. Hey, that was a good Monday. Thanks for having us. Treaders and Andrew Fagan on tomorrow, Lulu, all right? You all done.
You've turned into one of those people saying, wow, that was a great show.
Yeah, let's move on.
Triple M's catch-up is...
You're not supposed to do any of that stuff. You're supposed to... That's when it goes off, say, hey, great work, fellas.
Yeah,
see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you, family.